A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I'm Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
And today we are back in spooky season. Ooh, spooky. That's right. It is Spooktober here at Toon Jam. We are in our third week of spooky season. And I can tell you it's about to get very different. quick. Not our usual cup of tea here at Toon Jam. But before I begin that, I also want to say that we talked last week. We only got two episodes left, including this one of spooky season. We're actually adding a bonus spooky episode to the lineup because we've received a suggestion, and we didn't want to miss out on the spooky things we've already got lined up. So we just thought, why not add an extra spooky episode? So
bonus spooky, why not?
Bonus spooky. It keeps on going. Lovely jubbly. But yes, let's talk about today's. Today we are discussing Bobby Yeh. Seemingly innocent sounding short. It is anything but. So if you've already watched it and you're curious as to what we think about it, maybe you've never heard of it, but let me tell you a little bit about Bobby Yeh. It's a British stop motion animated short horror film written, directed and animated by Robert Morgan. It was made independently and completed in 2011, so it's not too fresh, but probably the newest. Well, it's definitely the newest of the things we've watched this year so far. Yeah. On spooky season. The film premiered at the London International Animation Festival and went on to screen at numerous international film festivals, including the Sundance Film Festival. Bobby Yeh was nominated for the 2012 BAFTA Award for Best Short Animation and received many, many other awards from film festivals. Countless, not actually, but you know, a lot more than you can count on your hands, put it that way. It runs for about 23 minutes and is the story of a subhuman creature who experiences a series of increasingly bizarre, nightmarish encounters after stealing a malevolent baby's favorite pet. So there you go. That's all the information we've got about Bobby Yeh on a surface level. It is on IMDb, but not Rotten Tomatoes. So we're just going to have to accept that was 100%. But let's play Guess the Score. So what do you think Bobby Yeh got on IMDb?
I'm going to go... 6.6.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes.
You are incorrect. It is 7.4.
Oh, I thought it actually be lower than 6, just because of, you know, I can imagine it being quite polarizing, but that's quite good. That's good. 7.4 for Bobby, yeah.
Yeah, quite a lot of support there for it. If you look at the reviews, they kind of like the actual written reviews.
Yeah.
They're a bit more like, a lot of them are just gleaming, but then there's a few that are a bit more, it is quite polarizing in those written reviews.
Yeah.
So the ones that it's actually spurred on to write something about are more inclined to say things like that. But yeah, pretty interesting. Have you ever seen this before?
No, literally just stumbled across its existence on the interwebs.
What about any of Robert Morgan's previous works?
No, surprisingly, like it seems like, because he's done some other bits on there as well. Like he's got his own YouTube channel, and this is also on Vimeo and stuff. So he's about, but I've never seen any of his other stuff either. So
yeah, so I think some of the better known ones are The Cat with Hands,
yeah,
from 2001, and his most recent was ABCs of Death 2.
I think I've seen ABCs of Death, like the first one, maybe.
Well, I'm looking at his films, a list of his films now, and there is no ABCs of Death 1 on his work.
Right. So I think they're...
A series of shorts.
Yeah, so I'm guessing he did a segment on one.
Yeah, so his director is... his segment that he directed is called D is for Delusional.
Oh,
D-Loused, sorry. I'm just reading what I want here.
Yeah.
Clearly. Sorry, just coming back from a cold, so I just feel a bit confused today, as it were. But yes, so there you go. So I've never heard of it, never seen it before. Really jumping in the deep end with this one.
Mm. Yeah, and it goes in pretty deep with Bobby.
Yeah. So anyone that's thinking, you know, we should put a warning out as well. It's pretty intense.
Pretty
intense. Could be triggering in some way, I suppose.
Probably.
Pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Very gruesome. But what's Twitter got to say? I'm sure there's some interesting comments about it over on Twitter.
There certainly is, yeah. I mean, people, I guess the crowd that watches Bobby Yeah also like Bobby Yeah, by the sounds of it. We've got Kayfay Baker, who says, just watched 10 seconds of a claymation animation called Bobby Yeah. # shocked and disturbed.
Yeah, and that's 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it runs at like 20 minutes.
So, yeah,
so you can imagine how you feel after that.
We've got, oh boy, here we go, which is a cool Twitter handle.
Yeah.
He says, I've been thinking a lot about Bobby Yeah, which I consider to be the best stop motion animation film ever made.
Wow. Interesting.
So high praise.
That's what you expect from Twitter, those kind of comments.
Yeah.
best ever. That's, we get one of them every week.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's still cannot be discounted. It's their favourite ever.
Favourite stop motion ever. It's quite, yeah.
Though, I mean, you know, not to be put really in the same category as something like Wallace and Gromit.
Funny you should say that, because the the next tweet from Ensorcel Winks says, Bobby Yeah, the kind of animation the Wallace and Gromit guy would make if he were an insane serial killer.
the kind of thing he'd make if he wasn't himself.
Yes.
If he was someone else. Yeah, I mean, it's the absolute opposite, I guess, is what they're trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it is. It really is.
Yeah. Tonally very different from Wallace and Gromit.
In every single way.
Like, if you were like, I watched Wallace and Gromit, I wonder what other stop motion there is.
maybe there's a few in between. Before
yeah, there's got to, yeah, it's not, it's not Bobby Yeah next. That's probably not the way to do it. Unless you want to really just get like the full, you know, If you want to do stop motion in two films,
yeah, it's like, look, I'm not that into it. I just want to see the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, what's the full range of stop motion?
Yeah, you've got an episode of Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah.
And then Bobby Yeah.
Bobby Yeah, that's it. You've done it. You've completed the stop motion range. Confection Scary says, the one thing I think numbed me to anything weird or shocking was Bobby Yeah. I don't think anything has ever topped that short film in terms of what the expletive are.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that is a fair point.
Yeah.
It will definitely harden you to strangeness.
We're all different from one side of Bobby Yeah to the next.
Yeah.
You go in one person and you leave somebody else. You know, as all good films should be. we've got So Obsequious, who says, I feel like the short film Bobby Yeah would have been very popular with edgy kids if it weren't so genuinely upsetting and unpleasant to behold.
It's like it's so grim that not even the hipsters can get behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't even pretend to be like, I enjoyed this.
Yeah, just they can't even suffer it.
Yeah. And then finally, we've got Celine Serena, who says, Bobby Yeah is a perfect film. Not one flaw.
Okay.
So, interesting. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, just, I mean...
Yeah. If you want perfection, Bobby Yeah.
That apparently is it, yeah.
That's how you do it.
There you go. But, you know, opinion is key.
Here at, I'm not sure how many people would agree with that. But
I know, but, you know, it's fair there. Enough.
Just there.
That's like, you know, beyond the edgy kid then.
Yeah.
They've reached, they've broke through the film of edginess and just...
Transcended.
Yeah. They understand it.
Yeah.
In their own way. Okay, so is that all Twitter has?
That's all the tweets. There's basically a lot of people on there just saying this film is weird. Check it out, and just links to stuff. And anytime any weird film comes up, there's people going, "Yeah, but have you seen Bobby Yeah?" So that's quite cool.
I think that's that is pretty much a good example of what this, you know, this film does. It's not really. It's more something you'd watch in an art gallery than it is sit down with a bit of popcorn, stick on Bobby Yeah, hide behind the pillow, throw up.
it is kind of very arty to it, I think.
It definitely had that feel. It's not something that you would just necessarily, you know, talk about in a way that's like, oh, this is pretty good. Have you ever seen this before?
Mm.
You would have to say, if you're looking for something really weird, this is what it is.
Yeah, I think, I mean, like, I genuinely am going to tell other people about this because it hits that, like, really weird niche category of just, like, there's not, like, a bunch of weird, horror, surreal, stop-motion stuff like this. It's one of those, like, you've either seen it or you haven't. You know? So it's for the people that enjoy that type of stuff. It's like this now goes on the list,
and that's like, and it does. I think it is a niche that will enjoy this stuff, because it is painfully grotesque. It's really horrible to look at, and it's upsetting, like at times just to look at it. I think as far as the actual story. It kind of just feels a bit like it's more just a vehicle for gross things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's not really that much to it beyond, you know, you can tell it's almost like a dream. It just feels like made up as it goes along.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, and I think that's sort of like the surrealism to it. Like it's hard to get like good surrealism in a way that. Sort of like that because there's so few boundaries in there really of just like what you can and can't do, but this that sort of almost just kind of stream of consciousness type of storyline is definitely part of it, where it's like you couldn't predict what happened next because it's just bizarre. Like one thing doesn't logically need to lead to the next one. It's just like, oh, well, this is happening now. Or like, oh, I guess that transforms into a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, there's just no way to predict the next events. So I think that really sort of leans into the surrealism aspect of it.
Like, and to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the stream of consciousness, you know, direction, just because it's hard to really get into it.
Right.
Like, you, at that point, you are just watching from, you're watching from a different angle. You're not watching, you know, a story or something.
Mm.
You're not engaged. You are watching. It's like the difference between listening and hearing, isn't it?
Mm.
That it's kind of like you're watching and not fully like, oh, what's this character doing here? And, you know, there's not much to characters other than what you see.
Mm.
And this is very much, it's like a visual piece.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the visuals are definitely like the striking, you know, like from the get-go.
Anything that's conveyed through it is through the visual.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it could be silent, really, but I guess they just use the noise to disturb you a little bit more.
Yeah. It's the first thing you noticed, isn't it? Like, when it comes on, it's like, oh, this has really got a look. Like, every character looks grotesque.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything is like, oh, it's like a weird, wet, kind of gloopy sort of... everything looks unpleasant.
Yeah, and like, it's in no way enjoyable. Like, there's no enjoyment in this. Like, and I don't just mean that as a, you know, I didn't like this.
Mm.
But like, it's like, there's no point. I don't feel like there was an effort to make it enjoyable. It's like,
yeah, like, it's meant to be uncomfortable, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
the way that everything looks, like, it's
and I think it got the bit where I was a bit like, flipping it, what am I watching now? This is grim. There was sort of two bits, like, one which was weirdly, considering everything, it was strange that it jarred you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But the obvious one was sort of the weird crow thing with just a penis on it.
Yeah, yeah, that was definitely like, what? Where did this come from?
Yeah, and it was pretty hard to look at, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, you're just wondering if, like, and you wonder as well when you're watching it, like, how much of it is real and how much of it has been made as far as the actual models. You're like, is that a real bird head? Is that a real
penis? Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
You're just kind of like, what? You know, there's a lot of things made to look like toenails.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure they're not real toenails.
Mm. Lots of body parts, isn't there? It's very body horror.
A lot of hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other one was the sort of the gollywog head.
Yeah, yeah. That was definitely like, oh wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was going there, but
and it did it twice as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird. A strange choice.
Yeah.
But I mean, in the context of what was going on, it was like, there was no question. It's like, this thing's evil. It was like, oh yeah. I mean, I guess it's like a shorthand now for just like, this is bad. And then once a gollywog turns up, you're like, oh, it really is bad, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. At first, you're kind of like, why on earth would they use this? Like, that's your first reaction. Yeah. Then you realize everything in it is grotesquely disgusting.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's actually something, you know, that isn't a body part or has been made specifically for this.
Yeah.
To look disgusting. It's just a toy that you know.
Mm.
There's nothing else like that, is there, in it? It's not like,
no.
You know, I don't know, Buzz Lightyear head anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's obviously been chosen for that. It's like another disgusting piece in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of smart in a way, like, but still questionable, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like it's that was definitely like a bit shocking. To just be like, oh wow, you just don't see that every day, as much.
I know. Which you know, weirdly, after seeing the bizarre penis thing.
Mm.
You would have thought that would have been the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. And I think with that as well, like, it's interesting that, like, it then, like, that then becomes, like, a prop as well. Like, the penis thing then becomes something else. And it's like, so, like, they kind of, they know what they're doing. Like, it's all very purposeful.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that they did. And, like, there's so much kind of, like, just bizarre imagery and things that you're not entirely sure. Like, what did I just see there? Was that what... And it might not be what you first thought. It's just everything's so gross that, like, you're not entirely, you're kind of in a state of, like, discomfort. So you're just like, oh, I don't know if that was, what was that? Like, that was weird. And they're constantly just amping it up and changing things. And it's a real progression of just bizarre horror that's, I mean, like, as far as, you know, the way they executed it goes, I think it was really well done. Like if you set out to make a disturbing short film that was just like, make everybody feel pretty uncomfortable watching it, like, I'm pretty sure they did that. Like, that's, I think they really, you know, hammered that in.
Yeah, but I equally, you know, you've got to look at things like, I guess, like, it was long. I thought it felt like forever.
Really?
I felt like it did, yeah. It was because it was so grim. Mm. I did just want it to end. If I'd not been watching it for this, I'd have switched it off.
Right.
Because it was just, I'm getting nothing from this other than that feeling.
Yeah.
Why am I bothering? Like, why would I watch this normally? Right. Like, if I wasn't sitting on a podcast to review it for 20 odd minutes, I'd just be like, I'm just in turn. There's no point. This is adding nothing to my life.
Right. Right.
You know, there's no enjoyment in it whatsoever. And it just, you know, to really pull something from it, I'd have to sit there and gleam over it for a long time. And even then I feel like I'd be, you know, really pulling something out my rear end just to give that meaning.
Yeah, I think, again, like, that's definitely, like, part of it. Like, because there was some weird kind of story cues, like the whole, like, button thing. Like, I don't really know what that meant, but, like, there's some sort of, you know, strange subtext there to whatever's going on. Like, I think you know, if you are, if there is any meaning in here, like, you definitely have to kind of dig deep to sort of find what they were trying to say. Like, it's, but again, I think that's part of the, that's another thing that sort of, you know, leans in the, to the surreal aspect of, like, the meaning's just not there on the table. It's like, you've got to kind of, you know, you've got to delve deeper into it or whatever. And I did like that there was, the, you know, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just a clear cut, like, oh, this means this and that, like, because it just, again, it made it more bizarre because you didn't really understand what was going on and you didn't know what to expect next, which it constantly kept doing. Apart from the fact that you sort of understood his sort of, like, as a character, like, Bobby, I guess his name is Bobby.
so the character's name is Bobby. And what I keep getting, and like this, the description is that he's a thug,
right?
Goes around nicking things, basically.
So yeah, but Bobby definitely sort of, I think, other compared to the other characters, sort of had a bit more of a personality. I think, like, the way that he reacted to certain things was, like, quite funny. Like, I did laugh a few times during it as well, because I found that there was definitely, like, a weird humour in there that, like, maybe not a lot of people would see, but I was laughing at certain scenes, like the way he didn't really know what was going on. A lot of the time he was sort of playing it by ear and was just oh, what happens if I do this? He's got, like, the tendencies of Dee Dee from Dexter's Lab to just press buttons and see what happens.
Yes,
And as things went on, I think, like, you sort of you started to guess, like, oh yeah, he's just gonna cause chaos. Like, he's just gonna make it worse. And then he starts scrapping with people, and you're like, oh yeah, he's pretty messed up. Like, I think that you know, on top of all the weirdness, like, it was cool that you at least saw that he had something about him. Like, he wasn't just another weird element that didn't make sense. It was like, oh, he's kind of got an agenda. He just kind of wants to mess stuff up.
Yeah, and he's the only thing. Well, I'd say he's really the only thing with a character.
Yeah, I think the baby thing as well, maybe, you kind of understood, even though it just made horrible noises. You kind of knew what it was saying, didn't you? Like,
which
was quite good, because, you know, it was, like, non-comedic.
Well, that's really the only bit of story in the whole piece, isn't it? That moment when he goes into that room and, you know, you find out that he stole a pet and stuff like that. But it still feels like, it feels like that was, like it was made up as they went along.
Maybe, yeah.
That's what it feels like. For better or for worse, it's not necessarily a criticism, but, you know, it felt like they added that and then it created this whole other little sort of story to the piece and then went completely off the rails again after.
Yeah. So, excuse me. Would you not like the art style of Bobby Eyre to then be, you know, brought in by other studios?
Definitely not.
Not a look that you think. Bobby should do this.
Thank you.
Bobby Eyre style. Yeah.
No. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it, because in a popular culture sense, it's never going to breach the norm.
Yeah.
With something like that. Yeah. Genuinely, you know, if someone's listened to this, just, it's worth knowing that it's pretty gruesome.
Mm.
It's pretty horrid. Not one to let your kids watch.
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's not, yeah, not really meant for kids. Like, compared to, we did Hey Arnold.
Yeah, opposite end of the spectrum with this.
Yeah, it's not anything like Hey Arnold, if that's the, you know, the litmus that you do with it. Like, we did Mickey Mouse. You're like, like, some people said they've been, you know, disturbed for a lifelong, you know, time by the Mickey Mouse one.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold, the same, people are traumatized by
the Ghost Train. Yeah, it really puts it in perspective.
Yeah, and then Bobby Eyre, like, this, like, if those two you couldn't handle, you don't need to watch Bobby Eyre.
Yeah, no, don't
skip Bobby Eyre.
But this is the thing, I guess, let's sort of finish up on this. As far as we talked about last week, like Hey Arnold and the spooky factor, and how it wasn't really as spooky as we had hoped it would be after reading about like what people had said. But with this one, where would you put this on the actual spooky? Like it is like because it's classed as a horror.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't feel like it was very, like, beyond what you saw. It was just more like, ugh.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was a horror.
It's more kind of gross out, isn't it, than it is spooky. But, I mean, I think it has aspects of spooky and just that the environment was kind of creepy. Do you know what I mean? It was just kind of hellish, the place that he was.
Yeah,
like, room, like, weird, dark room. Like, everything kind of seemed like it was another dark room or whatever. But yeah, compared to like sort of like what you expect from spooky, where there's like a balance of like, oh, it's kind of creepy but kind of fun at the same time.
It's like a sort of scary excitement, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like this isn't really that. It's more
there's
just
no,
like
well, and there's spirit. Tension. You know, there's no tension in this.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
discomfort.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different. It's definitely like a different thing, I think. It's a different element. It's,
like I wouldn't necessarily class this as like something I'd sit down and I mean, obviously I'm not going to anyway, but you wouldn't be like, yeah, sit down and watch this at Halloween. There's like no, I wouldn't say this was, it wouldn't really matter what time of year you watched it. You would,
yeah,
this is perfect for the spooky season. Because it doesn't feel like that in the same way.
No, it's not got like a Halloween kind of vibe to it, has it really?
No.
Not quite spooky, just kind of like odd.
Disturbing, isn't it really?
Yeah. It's kind of up there with the sort of, you know, the I think early internet animations and stuff that were kind of just weird for like they wanted to be weird and kind of weird you out make you have an unsettling night in bed afterwards.
It's the next step for the Salad Fingers crowd.
Yeah, it's very the David Firth crowd will love it.
It's
up there for that. But as far as again, Salad Fingers, you're not like that's not really in the Halloween playlist. Is
no,
it?
Yeah,
it's like like it's weird, but it's not the same type of weird, is it?
No,
I guess kind of interesting, really, that something can be this actually like unnerving, but not actually be spooky at the same time. It's a niche in itself, the spooks, you know, a delicate art.
Right. Okay. Right. We've had a good chat about it. So let's move on. Let's have our final reviews.
The doctor says that I don't have a fear gland anymore. When I was just 11, we were on safari. I fell out of the 4x4 and was approached by all of the live animals. And I just wasn't really bothered because in the moment I was thinking, well, it's not as bad as Bobby, yeah.
Each year, hundreds of children see Bobby Yeah. We're asking for just a £1 donation every month to help prevent this from happening, to save as many lives as we can.
I was walking out in the desert one night when a craft of some kind, a UFO I think, approached me, and strange creatures came out with a disturbing faces, and I thought to myself, well, it's not nowhere near as bad as Bobby Yeah.
On average, half a child sees Bobby Yeah a day. You can make that difference and end that problem now by donating just £1 a month to save those children. They can't cope with fear like they used to, and because of that, they're in danger. So donate now and call us on 0800 Bobby Noor. Help now.
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up. Too spooky. Thumbs down. Gollywogs.
Mm.
It's pretty straightforward. There's no there's no in between for those guys.
Yes, sir.
And shaky middle. The inclusion of them.
Mm. Yeah.
Even with any meaning we add to it, it's still a bit shaky.
Yeah,
so basically, thumbs up, good. Thumbs down, bad. Shaky middle is exactly that. So, Bobby, yeah, your thoughts?
Bobby, yeah. I mean, this is something you do not witness often. It's strange. It's gross. It's gory. It's unpredictable. A level of surrealism that you know, a lot of things don't really reach, and it's just it was quite impressive, really, how they managed to just make one thing even more disturbing than the last thing you watched, because it opens at like a pretty high entry level of like, oh, that's kind of nasty looking, but it really just progresses through there, and you're not really prepared for what you're about to witness by the end of the film. I mean, I think it was really, it's just such an interesting thing to watch. Like, was it spooky overall? I don't know if spooky is really the word to describe it. Like, was it weird? Was it memorable? Definitely. Like, you know, you don't watch Bobby Yeager and forget about it by the time you get in bed at night. In fact, you remember it quite well when you get there. So I think for me, I mean, personally, I really enjoyed the weirdness, the bizarre side of it, and I did like there was, you know, some other subtext you can sort of glean from it. It's just so strange that you sort of scrambling for some meaning there, and you might be able to find something in it. But I did think it was funny as well. Like, there's some moments where it's like, that's really strange, or like, I thought the soundtrack as well. The moments where he's about to press a button was almost reminiscent of Wonder Woman's theme in Justice League, in like Batman Superman stuff. Just this anticipation of something that I think, again, you just didn't know what was going to happen. Like, he presses a button and literally anything could go down. You just didn't know what to expect. And I think that's really I find that quite exciting, that there's just no way to predict what was happening. So for me, I think this is something that I find it was actually inspiring, because it was just so what it was to like the 110th degree. I was like, this is like, you know, I'm going to have to tell a select few people about this film, because it's so strange. And I mean, stop motion overall as well, like really well done. Really, you know, the models and stuff were crazy, like the weird character designs and the fact that they made everything that sort of like glossy, weird kind of gloopiness. There's a lot of, it looks like it, you know, there's a lot of effort went into making it as weird as it was. So for me, Bobby Yeager's going to be a thumbs up, because I might actually go back to Bobby Yeager on occasion for just to get there. That's the top of the bar for weird. Right now, it's like Bobby, is up there.
Yeah.
So
a big thumbs up for Bobby,
Big.
Yeah, I obviously didn't feel the same way about it as you did. I can appreciate that, you know, the lengths they've gone to make it disturbing. They obviously achieved that goal. I often don't know the purpose in doing that, to be honest. Because then, you know, you're not, to me, that is not, it's not a film. And that's the difference, I think, is like, to me, the story is not really there. And you have to loosely pick at things to the point where it can be about anything, you know, and that itself is kind of, I don't know, it seems like a bit of a get out clause for me. I'm not big on disturbing stuff anyway, but yeah, it just didn't really hold anything for me. I think if it hadn't have been stop motion, it wouldn't have been so grotesque, so they definitely picked the perfect medium for it. And like yourself, there's going to be people that absolutely adore this for whatever reason. I am not one of them. As soon as it started, I cursed you. This is a classic J-Man pick. So, yeah, it was like, oh, and I knew you'd love it. But yeah, I just couldn't get on with it. And just I just wanted it to end. It just felt so long. And it was like, all right, I get the point. I get what you're doing. Like, I don't, any more I watch is just more trying to gross me out. And I don't need that. So, yeah, for me, it was a stinky thumbs down.
Oh, so, wow. Bobby, yeah.
There you go. I mean, it's hard because I can see that a lot of thought went into it. It wasn't, you know, we watch some things and you can tell it's just having money thrown at it and it's put together in 2 seconds. But I just didn't, I can't give it higher than that because I really did not enjoy it in any sense. So yeah, a really interesting one and a weird one to do.
Truly, truly polarizing, Bobby. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You really are.
It's been a while since we've had a good up-downer.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Interesting stuff. But what did you think at home? Are you one of the lovers or are you two a hater? you can get in touch with us on the three Bobby Year characters of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ToonJamPod. We're always happy to say hello. And if you have any recommendations, we can keep going spooky if you want. You know, November's it's a free month. You can add the spook. But, you know, if you have any recommendations, please send them over. If you want to catch our old episodes, maybe you want to go back to our old Halloween episodes, see what we did before, you can do so on YouTube, again, at ToonJamPod. Or if you are listening on YouTube, don't forget we also have a podcast feed which is fresher than what you're getting here. It's newer stuff, and you can get that anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a merchandise store, which is bit.ly/ToonJam Shop, and you can get all sorts of ToonJam memorabilia on there. And we also have a Patreon where you can get all sorts of bonus episodes. We're currently doing dinosaur cartoons, all sorts of different ones. So check that out too. Otherwise, all that's left to say is thank you for listening. And until next time, you stay spooky.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ToonJamPod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.